Rock 107, WIRX, the Play Me Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning, buddy.
It is a good morning.
I feel like I just saw you.
I know, you did last night.
You were playing some board games last night.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Which you won again, I swear to God. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, you cheat.
The
I don't know
reigning
you
champion
you
of the do game aggravation.
Oh, it's so aggravating. It
must
is
be my entrance to the winner's circle.
That was now a good time.
And you got your ass kicked at ATV last
night. Oh, you son of a bitch. I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to bring it up. Yeah, we're playing old PlayStation 2
ATV. Off-Road Fury 2, man.
Good stuff. It's hard to beat some of those older games.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat it.
What we do a thing called lap attack. So we just see who gets the fastest lap and 4 hours later, we're sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah, 4 hours and 9,000 laps later. It's insane. But it was a good time last night.
It was, man.
We survived even with a little bit of boozing. Today, we're going to talk about man caves.
That's right.
Yeah. I love having my space, my little man cave.
Mm-hmm.
Every house Kiki and I have owned or lived in, always got my little area. You got to have a way to get away,
That's right, you know?
So we're going to talk about that, see what you have in your man cave. Maybe give us some ideas. We'll give you some ideas. Be manly.
Manly.
Be manly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
That's perfect.
We're right into our topic.
Couldn't have planned that better if I tried. So today we want to talk about man caves, all right?
Right?
And I am a firm believer that every guy, and it doesn't matter, red, white, orange, blue, purple, gay, straight.
Gotta have your own space.
You gotta have your own space.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have your zen area. Mine now in the new house. I got my little corner back in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Moved in. There was already a bench there. I'm like, this is it. This is where I'm putting all my fishing stuff.
Is yours in the works? I haven't seen yours in a while.
Yeah, it's actually, you know what? It's come together quite nicely.
Is it?
I got it. I got my poles up. I got all my lures set up.
Oh, yeah.
I got my girly picture up on the side. You know, of course, that 1980s beer ad.
You got to.
You got to. Mm-hmm. You got to. So it's coming. I still got some work to do, but it's a great place. You know what? It's whether the lady's nagging you.
Ladies don't need to go down there. They don't need to be in the man cave.
It's a good spot to just go away, or if you just need some time, I tell you what, you got a little radio down there, maybe a little TV you can watch.
Uh-huh.
You just got to get away. You got to get away. This is actually the smallest man cave I've ever had, which I'm okay with.
Size doesn't matter, bro.
It's how you use it.
Exactly.
It's how you use your man cave. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you think is essential in every man cave, Hunter?
Big TV, obviously.
Big TV?
You gotta have a big TV. You got to have the sound system.
I like it.
You know,
I like it.
You got to have your own little designated spot. See, mine's kind of like a solo man cave.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a decent size. I mean, it's not a big basement, but it's kind of like a finished Michigan basement.
I would think. You got that one corner that's for the carpet and the nice walls.
Wife comes down there once in a while. Get out of here. It's the man cave.
Did you see the sign? No girls allowed.
She knows too.
I wrote it in crayon above the door frame.
She walks on eggshells down there. I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, jeez.
Off limits.
Yeah, she ended up cutting her foot on a rag down there.
Yes, she will.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's in your man cave, or what do you think is essential to have in a man cave? A recent survey was done, and here's actually an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's different essential stuff for different generations.
Oh, okay.
For Generation Z, which is like Benny's age and younger, the most important thing, or the thing that they have most of, exercise equipment.
Really?
Benny obviously doesn't.
Exactly. Come on, that's not. There's no way.
Age 20 and under. Now, for millennials, 20 to 34, our age, that is gaming systems, most important thing.
Boom.
I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I have three different gaming systems.
I do, too.
Hooked
up downstairs in the main.
You got to. For Generation X, 35 to 55, that is multiple TVs.
All right.
So a couple different ones. Got all the action going on.
A wet bar? Is that in there?
Baby boomers, 55 and older, fully stock bar.
There you go.
Fully stock bar.
See,
so
they know what's going on.
The older ones, I have never had like a fully, like, our buddy Todd,
mm-hmm.
perfect example. Todd.
Oh, he's got a full bar, man.
He literally, he has one fridge dedicated to beer. And that's an amazing sight.
Front to back, solid beer.
That's not even, when I say he's got a lot of, like, it's fully stocked. It's not like, oh, he's got, no, it's full, like, front to back.
All right.
It, I almost think, like, if you take a beer away, one magically appears.
Ding.
It's right. A magic fridge. I need one of those. So, well, let's talk about that. What do you need to have in your man cave? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll take some calls here in just a bit. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey.
I got a show. Yay.
Boom, run.
I actually pulled that up on YouTube the other day. You remember you watched that show, Life with Louie?
Oh, my God.
Was that back in the 90s?
Late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, it had to have been late 90s.
All right.
All right.
So good.
Louie Anderson. His dad cracks me up. Louie.
I tell you what, it would be fun to watch old DVDs down in my man cave.
Damn right,
of Life with Louie. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about man caves, and I think it's a good time of year because obviously the big tournament, the big NCAA basketball tournament that we can't legally say
happening.
The name of.
Come on, Skip, it's happening.
Is happening, so people are going to be spending time down in their man caves. Mm-hmm. Watching the games. You want to make sure it's the right setup. So I think I'm with you. I having a nice TV down there,
oh, yeah.
A good sound system. Like, I have a annoyingly large sound system in my... Like, there's no need
you
for it.
You got to. It's the man cave, Brock.
The loudest I've gone on that is, like, six. And that thing goes... And it goes... up.
All right.
I can get that thing loud.
You know what I just did recently? I took my, I got a good sound system.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I worked at Best Buy.
You stole one?
Bought me a good one.
Yeah,
no, I actually bought it. I bought it. Forgot. I put my subwoofer underneath my Lazy Boy.
Oh,
my. Oh, dude. It's a rumble chair. Yeah. Anything on TV, you know, especially going to commercials. The wife is like pounding on the ceiling. Turn it down. It's 12 o'clock.
Just shut up, I'm playing my game.
It's my man cave.
I'll do what I want. Well, obviously, sound systems are very important. Actually, 47% of men believe that having a sound system in the man cave is a necessity.
Oh, for sure.
Along with that, also, you got to have the big TV to go with it. And age groups like different things.
You know what a better way to go nowadays is? If you don't have a ton of windows in your man cave, projection.
Oh, yeah.
The TV's good, man, but if you have no windows or you can cover all those windows, projector is a lot cheaper and it goes a lot bigger.
That's true. You can adjust it. You got to have the big wall. I mean, a big open wall, but that's not a bad idea.
150-inch TV.
Oh,
imagine
good
that.
Good Lord.
Right?
Good. I wouldn't even know what to do with that much. That's too much, Hunter.
It's too much.
It's too much. My eyes would be scanning around. You'd have to look around to see everything.
Rock wouldn't leave the basement for months.
Yeah, because I'd be watching TV shows.
And come back with a really strong arm.
Just one big Popeye arm. I see what you're saying. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take some phone calls here. All right, WIRX, what's going on, man?
All right, I'm calling in to give my opinion on the man cave.
Man cave. All right, what do you got for us?
Yeah.
All right, so my dad and his man cave always had one of those, like, wall singing bass.
Yeah, nice.
Wait, is that the Billy Bass?
The Billy Bass.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it still there? Do you still have it?
No. My parents moved out of the house a long time ago, but I have not seen one since.
Oh, man. I wonder if you could dig one up off of... I don't think they still make them, do they?
I'm not sure if they do or not, man, but...
What was the song it sang? Take me to the river.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Put me in the water. That, I think... You know what? Now I got to get one.
A Billy Bass.
Excellent call. Thanks, man.
Hey, no problem.
Bye. They're probably on eBay right now selling for ridiculous prices.
$2,000 for...
Totally worth it. Take me to the river.
is that what... I can't remember what
and
he
put
used to,
me in the water.
And he used to say stuff, too. He didn't always just sing, did he?
I think he was just saying. Yeah. He just sang.
You got the cheap one. That's why.
That's it. You get the cheap... I need the one... Actually, you know, we got to get one and program it to just say, like, put it in an Alexa.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's perfect.
That's perfect down there.
Every time you ask Alexa something, a fish looks at you.
Just turns over the mouth. Jesus. All right. Well, now I got to get one. Let's check eBay. Let's take a break, check eBay, see what we can find.
Yeah, dude.
It's 8 o'clock. And 30-something.
Feels like 7.
Feels like 7. For some reason, it feels like 7.
Weird.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. So this has got me excited, and that's the nice part about moving into a new house. We're talking about man caves.
Mm-hmm.
You get to, I got a fresh slate. I got a totally new thing to do.
You get your mind going,
get
man.
Get your mind, it's
and really,
nice.
Especially when you lay down in bed and you're just thinking about your man cave. What can I put in there? What's cool?
Guys, I'm telling you, and you know what this goes, ladies, have a lady den? Would it be a lady's cave?
Oh, it's called the living room.
It's called the kitchen.
All right.
Where they belong. I'm only kind of kidding.
Oh, God. about to get your ass kicked, Brock.
Oh, man. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is essential for a man cave? WIRX, hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Brock. Who is this?
Brock, this is your buddy Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you old son of a bitch, you.
Listening to the man cave, brother.
Yeah, it was. You got a pretty good man cave.
I'd try.
Yeah.
The only thing we're missing is the stripper pole.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
I wonder.
But you know my wife. You know that ain't happening.
You know what? Enough booze, maybe. The key is just to put it in first and then see where it goes from there, you know?
There you go.
And by the way, I will dance on the stripper pole, okay? If you put one up, I will
hey,
do it.
You know, it was like when we talked about you riding on the back of the Harley, man. Mandatory reach around.
Nice. Good God. That's a high price to pay, but I'm willing to pay it. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. See, that right there is key, too. Mm-hmm. Just install the stripper pole.
Ask later. You know,
because it's not, well, it's like, honey, it's already up. You might as well.
Well, it's your man cave.
You want to try? Exactly. If I want to spin around on a stripper pole on a Friday night,
it's
guess
good,
what?
It's a good workout.
It is a good workout. Good for the quads.
Yeah.
Good for the back. I don't know.
And good times.
Good to get a little extra change.
Right.
Need some dollars. Fight the fellas over. Do a little spin on the pole.
Where do you buy those? You buy those used somewhere?
A used stripper pole? Holy Lord.
Wait.
Come down to Big Dave's Discount Stripper Poles. We have new and lightly used poles for all occasions. We even clean them here in-house.
Just greasy poles.
Speaking of stripper poles, I DJed at a strip club for a short while down in Springfield.
Oh, God.
It was a fantastic job, but every time the girls walked up, they all had to clean the pole.
Clean the pole, right.
And so here's this weird moment where all these guys are there. We're drinking. We just got entertained by an attractive lady. Well, stripper attractive. And then the next girl had to come up while the one girl's down on her hands and knees scooping up these
dollar bills, right.
Then the other girl is behind her trying to seductively clean this pole with a spray bottle and a rag, just like,
all right.
Wiping
that down is like the equivalent of like a pregame warm up in the NFL, you know.
And we try and just put it out of our mind that she is wiping the
filthiness. What's going on there? What are you doing? Just wiping off the filthiness from the last stripper.
She's got a shop towel in her hand and she's wearing 12-inch high heels.
Oh God,
it's a beautiful thing, man. Rock 106.